Yeah.
Congresswoman Dwyer for you. There you are.
Hello?
Hello.
I want you to know that in reading my 4th of July material over the weekend, I discovered that you were one of the very few people in the Congress, and I think there's only one other, as a matter of fact, that was born on that day, and I just want to congratulate you.
This isn't President Nixon, is it?
Of course.
This isn't a joke, is it?
No, I'm. As a matter of fact, I'm in my office. I'm working. I'm going to Kansas City tomorrow. I'm going to meet with the Steel exec. Steel and.
Really? For real, is it?
But I want you to know that I saw that Flo Dwyer was a 4th of July baby. And, you know.
That's why I'm so independent. That's why I don't always. That's why I'm so recalcitrant.
Well, you know, Julie was born on the 5th.
Oh, really?
And we just talked to her in Athens this morning. She just missed the 4th by about an hour or two. So,
I'm so through. I don't know what to do.
Well, I just want you to know. I
wanted to tell you that we had 250,000 people at a 4th of July parade.
In Elizabeth?
No, in central New Jersey, which is Plainfield.
Plainfield, right.
Part of it. And I want to say, I never saw anything like it. And I said,
great.
Look, whether you agree or you don't, I want you to pray for the President of the United States. He has heavy burdens. And then when you get through praying, you get a little prayer for me, too.
Ah, that's very good. Very good.
It was the most fabulous thing I've ever seen.
Well, I'm so glad, and it's good that so many would come out.
Believe it's the President of the United States.
Right. Well, I just...
Here's something, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Here's something.
Well, I remember that time I came to Elizabeth so many years ago, and we went out to all the plants, and we've done a lot of things since.
When you said be for Flo Dwyer, when nobody thought I could be.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
That's right.
President.
Right. Well, I'm going to California tomorrow. I'm leaving. I go to Kansas City first for a Midwest media briefing, and I'll be in California for about 10 days for a lot of, open a shipyard and a few other things.
Listen, whether I run or not, but next year, I'm with you all the way.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. You're a real fighter.
No, I'm with you all the way.
That's right, and I appreciate it. And I'm so glad to talk to you, but
I can't believe this.
Well,
I can't believe it.
The White House operator never makes any mistakes. And,
President?
Yeah.
250,000 people.
That's wonderful.
Today. And if they don't, if people don't think that this country doesn't believe in this country,
right, sure.
They play God Bless America at the reviewing stand.
Right.
And I want to tell you, you can hear a pin drop.
Well, I can tell you this, that it's going to come out all right. You just watch. We're doing a lot of things that are going to help.
And believe me, I saw it today, and I said this in my speech.
Well, that's great.
Mr. President,
well,
my gosh, I never had anything like this happen to me in my life. I think I want to die now.
No. We need you now. You just take care. You give everybody up there my best, will you?
I sure will.
Okay.
Mr. President.
I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Bye.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bye.